Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Mary's in Chesterland. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, ask Jen to leave the room. That will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. She's keeping track of the score. All right. Jen's in the hallway. 1,952 victories, only 48 wins away from her 2,000th victory. But you're trying to hand that loss and get that.
Can you tell me what's in the box?
Nope.
Because I want to know.
See what happens. All right, five questions. Timer is involved. Here's question number one. First question of the week. So Pete Davidson surprised his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, with a private jet date without revealing the destination. They landed in Minnesota as it is to see Sir Paul McCartney, and Davidson even arranged a backstage meet and greet with McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney was a member of which iconic band in the 1960s?
The Beatles.
Question number two. Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, has a new memoir. This thing is out tomorrow. The book throws accusations at Britney and shares stories about their marriage and parenting struggles. Britney, of course, firing back, calling the book gaslighting. How many children do the two of them have together?
I would say two.
Let's go with two. Question number three. Browns! I get so many chances to do that.
Yeah, not very often that happens.
They beat the Dolphins yesterday. It was a rainy Huntington Bank Field. The Browns are now 2-5 for the season. That's 2 wins, 5 losses. They play the New England Patriots next week. What is the other team, besides the Dolphins, obviously, that the Browns defeated this year?
The Ravens.
Let's go with the Ravens. Question number four. Kristen Bell revealed that the third film in the Frozen franchise, well, it's going to be starting production really soon. Bell said that she hasn't seen or heard anything about the music for Frozen 3, but she has seen the script. What is the name of Anna's love interest in the Frozen series? Looking for his name.
Hans.
Question number five. Euphoria is set to hit HBO Max in spring next year. The show revealed the news on social media. They also confirmed more returning cast members and a whole bunch of new faces set to join them. What is the name, speaking of Euphoria, what is the name of Rue's younger sister who was a main character in the first two seasons?
Prim.
All right, we're going to go with that for the answer for question number five. Let's see how you did. We're also going to bring Jen back into the room to answer those same five questions in 3.5 minutes on Star 102. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Mary is in Chesterland. Answer five questions a minute ago. Jen's now back into the studio. How did Mary do?
Mary got three.
Ooh,
good job, Mary.
Three. Correct. Today, Mary, we're going to see if it holds up. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Let's continue the game. Question number one. Pete Davidson surprised his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, with a private jet date without revealing the destination. So they landed in Minnesota to see Sir Paul McCartney, and Davidson even arranged a backstage meet and greet with McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney was a member of which iconic band in the 1960s?
The Beatles.
Of course, that was the Beatles. As we move to question number two. Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, has a new memoir out tomorrow. The book throws accusations at Britney and shares stories about their marriage and parenting struggles. Britney, of course, firing back online, calling the book gaslighting. How many children do they have together?
Two.
They have two children together. Question number three. Browns. They won yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that bark.
I know. That was weird. Very staggered.
Beat the Dolphins yesterday. Rainy Huntington Bank Field. Browns are now 2-5 for the season. They're going to play the Patriots Sunday, 1 p.m. What's the other team that the Browns defeat this year?
Green Bay.
Oh, it is. Take that, Packers. Question number four. Kirsten Bell revealed that the third film in the Frozen franchise was going to soon start production. She said she hasn't seen or heard anything about the music for Frozen 3, but she has seen a script.
It's very exciting.
What is the name of Anna's love interest in the Frozen series?
Prince Hans.
I had Hans. I also had Kristoff because it's Hans, Kristoff.
Oh, well.
She said Hans. It was like, that's what I.
Yeah.
Was kind of a. I should have said primary love interest. I could have worded it better.
Yeah, right,
so I'm
right.
I would have taken Hans. I would have taken Kristoff.
It wasn't. Like Hans.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No.
Kristoff's the right.
Kristoff was my answer, but I understand why you would say Hans. I would have also. I took both of them because that makes absolute sense. It wasn't a great worded question on my part. Question number five. Euphoria is set to hit HBO Max in the spring of next year. So the show revealed on the news on social media, also confirming that there's going to be more returning cast members and a whole bunch of new faces to join them. What is the name, speaking of Euphoria, of course, what is the name of Rue's younger sister, who was a main character in the first two seasons?
Rose.
It was so quick.
That was. I was like, wait, I think I'm wrong.
No, Rue's Gia. And Rose. Sounds good.
Looking for Gia. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
Mary 3, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Oh, Mary's mad at me.
You know,
I'm very sorry.
That's right. She's mad. Made Chesterlin mad. Thanks a lot,
Jen. I didn't mean to. You'll get me next time, Mary, okay?
Absolutely, Mary. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
I did not trump Tui.
All right, let's get to a round of Trump Tui, shall we? On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, we have Sarah and Parma Heights. She's going to play this round. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Browns won yesterday. So, you know, it has been a good Monday. Oh, man.
Full of energy in the studio today.
Yeah.
You ready to play the game, Sarah?
Yep.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Sarah.
All right. Sarah's ready. Producer Stevie's ready, I think.
Sure am.
Of course you are. All right. We're going to ask you five questions. Jen is in the hallway right now. Let's begin with question number one. Let's start with Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco as they are keeping the post-wedding glow alive. Talking about their love and taking their love on the perfect honeymoon road trip across California and also a trip to Texas. Which state has the highest population? Is it California or is it Texas?
Texas.
Question number two. Hocus Pocus fans are hoping for a third film installment, and Bette Midler has given a promising update. She revealed that there is a brilliant script and that they are just working on the logistics. So that's good news. In Hocus Pocus, which Sanderson sister is Bette Midler? Either Winifred, Mary, or Sarah?
Winifred.
Question number three. You know you've made it big when you're the most popular costume for Halloween. And this year, kids are going wild for Rumi. That's the purple-haired heroine from Netflix's K-pop Demon Hunters. What is the name of the film's song that reached number one on the Billboard Global 200?
I have no idea.
That's all right. We'll move to question number four. We'll let the timer hit. And there we go. Question number four. Apple's putting the pedal to the metal now that they locked in a 5-year deal to stream every Formula One race exclusively on Apple TV starting next year. F1 the movie hits Apple TV on December 12th, by the way. Which actor is the star of that film as Sonny Hayes?
I don't know, Van Diesel.
All right, question number 5. The horror film Black Phone 2 won the North American box office this weekend, grabbing the number one spot. What is the name of the masked kidnapper in the film Black Phone 2? That's all right. All right, we're going to see how you did with those 5 questions. And then Jen has to answer those same 5 questions, and we'll see how she does. We'll see if you can trump Tui. The game continues in 3.5 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're playing Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, right in the middle of the game. So Sarah of Parma Heights answered 5 questions a minute ago. Jen is now back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let's let Sarah know how she did.
Sarah got 1.
All right, Sarah. It's okay. It's okay.
It's all right, Sarah. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens, Sarah.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Anything can happen. Browns won yesterday. Let's do this.
That's right. Anything can happen.
All right.
Literally anything.
Question number 1. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, they are keeping the post-wedding glow alive, taking their love on a perfect honeymoon road trip across California and a trip to Texas. Which state has the highest population? Is it California or is it Texas?
I don't know. Texas. California.
Texas is bigger, but there's more people in California.
Wow, such a great...
It's a learning moment on a Monday
moment.
On the Jen and Tim Show.
What an awesome question.
Now you'll know next time you get asked that.
Stevie,
see?
Thanks. So
good
such a,
takeaway info. So later on today,
a terrible
maybe you
question.
Can ask your children.
I hate that question, Stevie.
Which one has a higher population? And you'll know the answer.
That doesn't feel like
infuse,
that's pop culture.
You'll infuse knowledge. It's amazing how she writes the question. You look at me when you yell. It's just, how does that happen?
I don't want to yell at her. I hate that question, Steve.
All right, what about which state has the less population
Stop.
Of the two? Okay, question number 2. Please do another which state has the
don't
highest population tomorrow at this
about
time.
States.
Next time, I'll just do the state size.
There
no,
you go.
Don't do
Instead
that.
Yes,
I would have got
by
it
square
right.
feet.
Got it right then.
By
Thanks,
square
Stevie.
Feet.
See, that's why Stevie's the best.
Question.
I'm all
found a way to make it better. Mm-hmm.
Question number 2. Hocus Pocus fans are hoping for a third film installment. Bette Midler is given a promising update. She revealed that there is a brilliant script and they're just waiting on the logistics. In Hocus Pocus, which Sanderson sister is Bette Midler? Either Winifred, Mary, or Sarah?
Winifred.
Who was born in California. Didn't know that.
Stop that.
And moved to Texas.
Big question, population there.
Question number 3.
Bigger than
Please
Texas.
Write a state question tomorrow.
Do not.
A lot of dust space in Texas.
That's fair. A lot of dust.
It's
See, if
what does that even mean? We mean it was dust in Texas.
Like less people, more dust.
Is Texas dusty? Please DM us. Question number three.
If you didn't have a timer, Jen would have got it right because she would have thought of the dust.
Thank you, Stevie.
But without the timer, it's dust free. Question number three. Only you two can turn this to me that had nothing to do with the question. Question number three. You know you've made it big when you're the most popular costume for Halloween this year. Kids are going wild for Rumi, the purple-haired heroine from Netflix's K-pop Demon Hunters. What's the name of the film's song that reached number one on the Billboard Global 200?
Oh, I don't... The Hunter? Hunters? Hosers?
That's my neighbor's child. Golden.
Golden.
Yes, Golden.
The group is
everywhere.
It's like, what's Hunter?
Oh, is that what it is?
Huntress.
Huntress. Something like that. No, I don't know.
Question number four. Which state has the highest population?
Stop that.
Is it Oregon?
Stop.
Or is it Ohio? No, question number four. Apples.
Everyone knows
wasn't that.
That
good? Very thought inducing. Question number four. Apple's putting the pedal to the metal now that they've locked in a 5-year deal to stream every Formula One race exclusively on Apple TV starting in 2026. F1 the movie, by the way, hits Apple TV on December 12th. Which actor is the star of that film as Sonny Hayes?
Is it Brad Pitt? Brad Pitt?
It is Brad Pitt, who currently lives in California.
Stop.
Owns a home in Texas.
You don't know
that. Moved to question number five.
You're just saying that.
Horror film Black Phone 2 won the North American box office this weekend, grabbing the number one spot. What is the name of the masked kidnapper in that film?
That is Sally.
Sally?
Yeah.
The kidnapper?
No. Said it's Black Phone. I was thinking a cellular device. I don't know. Sally.
The grabber.
Or the grabber. A terrible guess. I hate California and Texas now.
Final total.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Sarah 1, Jen 2.
You know.
That was a rough one, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about that. It's Tim's fault.
Somehow it's my fault.
It is.
Literally all I did was ask the questions.
Yes.
All right.
It's always Tim's fault.
It always is.
You know.
We're thinking about rebranding the show, and that's actually going to be the new name. All right. Sarah, we hope that you have a great Monday. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Sarah from Parma Heights, and I did not trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.